Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he believes the missile defense system is a significant part of America's protection plan. Gates testified yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Democratic Senator Mark Begich asked him about components of the missile defense system that are based in Alaska and how they fit into the military's strategic needs. Gates said the system is at this point able to take on only a rudimentary threat.
It is clearly not aimed at dealing with a large-scale threat, for example, from either Russia or from China. I happen to think it's important. I think that having a layered defense such as we are building that includes the ground-based interceptors is very important.
The system has failed some of its tests and so far has cost billions of dollars. President Barack Obama has said he will support missile defense, but only if the technology proves functional. At yesterday's Armed Services Committee hearing, Gates lined out the defense challenges facing the country. Gates is the only cabinet member who's a holdover from the Bush administration and so did not have to go through a formal confirmation hearing. But the committee, including its six new members, were able to ask him questions. Senator Begich used his time to press for action on the plight of Alaska's Territorial Guard members. And today, after repeated urgent requests for assistance from both of Alaska's senators and Congressman Young, the U.S. Army agreed to provide temporary financial assistance to the 26 members of Alaska's Territorial Guard, whose retirement checks were slated to be eliminated on February 1st, following a legal interpretation that ATG service does not count toward military retirement. Secretary of the Army Pete Guerin authorized a two-month payment for each Territorial Guard member, giving the delegation time to ask Congress to revisit the issue. Secretary Guerin told delegation members early today the Army will use the Emergency and Extraordinary Expense Fund to bridge the shortfall through the end of March. The delegation today introduced legislation clarifying that service in the ATG is legitimate to be used in the time served calculation toward military retirement.